Blog Talk Radio.
I brought you something close to me. Left for something new. See through your head. You aren't my dream. Nothing to do.
Aisha Exotic Faces, as I am listed on Facebook. Want to welcome you all that are tuned in this evening, and thank you for your time, thank you for your ears, thank you for your consistency. I apologize to those that tuned in last week and didn't catch the show. We ran into some technical difficulties, which leads us up to the topic of tonight's show, which is the Mercury retrograde, or surviving the Mercury retrograde, which we are currently in. A lot of people have no idea what that is. Some people have a little awareness of it, but I'm here to enlighten all and bring some awareness to the table, just to let people know what's going on, so that you're not reacting and you can just respond more from a more educated perspective, as opposed to just reacting to what may be going on around you and you have no idea what's happening. So, you know, I want to address a couple of things, like what the retrograde is and how you're affected by it, how long it goes on, and some things that you can kind of just try and do for yourself during that time so that you can get through it and, like I said, not flip out, cut somebody's head off or anything like that. So, Mercury, first of all, before I get started, let me give out some information, because you may have some questions, you want to call in and converse with me. The call-in number, get your pens out, is area code 310-807-5193. That's 310-807-5193. So you're welcome to call in at any time. If you want to just listen when you call in, make sure you press the appropriate button so that I don't chime in. And if I do come on the line and ask for you, you know, you can just kindly say, I just want to listen, and then I'll know, and I can move on to the next caller. So Mercury retrograde, what does that mean? First of all, I want to say that people are affected by the planets. I mean, we're a part of this universe. You know, our bodies are predominantly made up of water, just like the planet is predominantly made up of water. I mean, we're definitely connected to the planet. So there are other planets that are in our solar system and probably planets outside of it as well that we just haven't recognized that affect certain things on Earth, affect the way that they move, affect the way affect our interpretation or our experience of things. So basically, a planet, any planet, is described is retrograde when it appears to be moving backwards. So, you know, Earth is traveling in one direction. If Earth were to be retrograde for whatever reason, it would stop traveling in that clockwise, for example, and then start turning counterclockwise. So the planet Mercury, specifically, is turns retrograde. Mercury, that means whatever that planet is ruling or controlling, is going to kind of start having some quirks or some mishaps that might be happening. Mercury, in particular, rules all forms of communication and travel. So whether you have a belief in astrology or not, this has nothing to do with whether or not it's going down. I mean, and you may or may not be affected by it. People that are not too affected by it are people that have the planet Mercury retrograde in their birth charts, as in when they were born. Say you were born September 7th, 1965, at that particular time, all of the planets were in a particular sign. You know, so Mercury may be, have been in Gemini or in Capricorn or something like that. So at that particular time, your communication style, and more than anything, is going to be more like that particular zodiac sign that your chart fell into. So just to kind of bring that all back around to Mercury and how it affects us, the planet right now, Mercury went retrograde December 10th, and this is something that happens every single year, 3 to 4 times a year. Mercury probably retrogrades the most out of all of the planets. So during this time, communications go awry. Phone calls get dropped more than normal. Letters get lost in the mail. Emails, you may have sent one out or didn't get received, or someone may misinterpret an email or something that has to do with written communication, because Mercury rules all forms of communication as well as written communication. So conversations could be delayed. You may have had a meeting or an appointment set up with somebody, and you know, that keeps getting rescheduled and things like that. That happens on a regular basis. Misinterpretations are very, very frequent during this time. And what I mean by misinterpretations is I can be saying to you, what? And I know how I mean the term what, but you hear it like, what? There's a huge difference. I used to tell this to my team members when I was in the spa business all the time. There's a big, huge difference between what and what. The way that you interpret it, because of the tone, is going to make a huge difference in how your message is received or whatever it is that you're asking for. During the retrograde period, these misinterpretations in communication happen even more prevalently than they do on a regular basis. So misinterpretations happen, just blockages. You may be trying to travel somewhere and keep running into travel delays. You know, if you've noticed that a lot of major travel delays, I believe last year at one point when there was a retrograde, something happened where the airports were shut down and people were sleeping in the airport for 2 days. Things like that are very common during the retrograde phase. So the best thing, I mean, there's more things that are, that, let me just finish talking about what is affected by it as well. Detours, you want to anticipate, you may be driving to work, leaving at your regular time, but for some reason there's some crazy construction delay, like some cement slab just fell in the middle of the road out of nowhere. Just crazy freak stuff happens, you know, like expect the unexpected during the retrograde period. With any planet, but particularly when Mercury is retrograde, anything in that has to do with communication, technology, or travel can be affected by Mercury retrograde. Memory lapses from people forgetting things, you know, forgetting what it is you called up for. You know, you called your mom or your coworker, and you have no idea, what did I call you for? Confusion. That's often happens during the retrograde. People failing to listen. You know, you see a lot more pissing contest, for lack of a better word, during the time of the Mercury retrograde, which is everyone's trying to get their word in, and we might be arguing more so about the topic and getting upset with the words and not necessarily the message behind the words. That often happens during the time Mercury is retrograde. You know, negotiation failures or things may not fall through. So the retrograde time, it's recommended, if you can avoid it, to avoid signing any major documents or contracts if possible. I remember several years ago, I purchased a car, during the retrograde period, you know. And I didn't have as much awareness about it then as I do now. I've had a chance to study and observe it more and just kind of learn to harness the good from the period. But during that time in my life, I had just learned about it, so I just was focusing on all the negative attributes of the Mercury retrograde. And it's paranoid of it, to be honest with you. Whenever the time would come and it was time for Mercury to go retrograde, I would be just scared to death, like panicking. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? I can't go anywhere. I'm going to walk to work. I just don't want to get into an accident. Every accident that I've had that I can recall in my adult life and, you know, I mean, past 21, that Mercury has been in retrograde for me. So I remember at this particular time, the car, I go in, everything is great. I'm there for hours. I purchase the car, bring them all the documentation. I leave with the car. Maybe a week later, I get a call from the finance company. Hey, this document is missing this information, so we need you to resend that information in. Okay, no problem. So I resend that information in. Then maybe another week or two later, I get another call. Yeah, that still wasn't sufficient. We're going to need some more information from you, blah, blah, blah. Send them the information that they need. You know, now Mercury is out of retrograde at this point. It's probably been about almost five weeks or so. But Mercury retrograde is out. But at that time, I didn't have the awareness that there's what's called shadowing period. So you're going to feel the effects of the Mercury retrograde very strongly, particularly 2 weeks or so, approximately 2 weeks before it happens, and maybe 2 weeks after it goes direct again. So you may have started feeling the effects and noticing things going quirky in your life around November 22nd, which was before Thanksgiving. So that's when things just kind of started happening, the ball started rolling. So I get a call from the people, hey, we've sold your loan to another finance company, and now they need all this information from you because it didn't transfer, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, it took me about 2 months to purchase this car. Where I had read that, you know, it's best to avoid, if you can, making serious purchases, signing contracts, making serious financial decisions. If you can avoid serious travel or long-distance traveling, it's recommended that you do that. You know, I had read all that before, and I still move forward with it. And I went into the situation with fear. So at that time, not having the awareness of how fear also will impact in your entire experience. You know, if I'm walking in fearful of something, expecting the worst to occur, of course, because of the power of the mind and we get what we think about, I experienced the worst possible experience outside of them telling me no. I was very clear I was going to get a car. I just anticipated all sorts of drama. And as a result of my thoughts and the assistance of that trickster retrograde Mercury there, I had a tough time. So if you are looking at buying a car, look at the cars right now. You know, it's a good time to research, you know, do your homework on those things. If you're thinking of buying a new X5 or BMW or something like that, instead of running to the dealership tomorrow, maybe just run to the dealership and test drive it. Or do, you know, your homework online about the Blue Book, about the maintenance thing on it, you know. But definitely, if you can, try to avoid the actual purchase of the car until after December 30th. Now, some things are out of our control, you know, and you can't put your entire life on hold because fucking Mercury is retrograde. You got to keep it moving. So if you can avoid certain situations, I know the holidays are coming, for example. A lot of people are maybe traveling, you know. Some people can't avoid the travel. So my advice to you is if you are to be traveling during the retrograde period, definitely plan ahead. Print your boarding passes at home. You know, if you know that your computer is low on ink, go ahead and get a new ink cartridge so you don't run into the drama right before you're walking out the door trying to print the boarding passes. You want to plan. You know, which we should be doing anyway, but life happens. We get caught up and we run and do what we have to do. So if you have travel plans during this retrograde time, and retrograde is going to be, Mercury will be retrograde until December 30th, which is right in the peak travel season around holidays. So if you are going to be traveling, write a list out of the things, first of all, that you need to pack so that you don't forget anything. And make sure that you plan an appropriate amount of time, not just to get to the airport and stand in line, but to travel to the airport as well. You can't miss any details here. This is definitely the time that you want to dot your I's and cross your T's. Recheck everything. Double check if you're purchasing tickets. I remember during the retrograde period a few years ago, I was purchasing an airline ticket for someone else. I was, you know, helping them out with the purchase, purchasing the airline ticket, and completely purchased a non-refundable Priceline ticket for the wrong date. And just wasted someone's money in that particular instance. So double check everything, your date. You may swear you chose December 23rd and you chose, and for some reason the computer, which is not perfect, it's a computer, it makes mistakes sometimes too, and we put a lot of faith in this machinery. The computer put December 22nd. And you show up at the airport on the 23rd and they're like, you don't have a flight for you. That took off yesterday. You got to buy a new ticket. And now it's going to be, $600 instead of $100 because it's the same day ticket. So little things like that, you can't avoid. The retrograde doesn't necessarily have to be a scary time. I know if you can do some Googling and do more research after the show on the Mercury retrograde, which I fully encourage you to do, always do your own research, with anything. Even if you're just reading something out of a book, that's one person's perspective of what that is. So get different perspectives for yourself and then start to pay attention to the things that are happening in your day-to-day life and see how it applies. And if it applies, make sure you check in. I have a caller that's holding. I'm going to check and see if they want to speak here from area code 510-219. Hello, caller. This is Aisha with Your Inspire Radio. Did you have a question or comment this evening?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Just wanted to listen in. No real comments or particular questions, but I've had the experience of retrograde causing work to be a little snafu or doing it over again and didn't realize it during that time because I wasn't so aware, but having to do work like completely over again because it didn't fit that particular inspector's liking or the client's liking. So that's been my experience with Mercury retrograde. You don't want to do things twice, but I had to in the instance because it kept me from getting paid, and so I had to do it anyway. So it's one of those things that happens when you're in that mix. But that's it. I just wanted to listen and make that comment.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your ears, and I appreciate your comment and you just sharing your retrograde experience. How did you get through it? Did you just kind of do the project over again, or did you get upset and react?
I had to do the project over again, take a breath, and finish it. And some other good things came down the line, but I think during the times that I've had, like I heard you say something about having accidents and things going a little crazy in the world, I think I've had most of my car accidents during the Mercury retrograde. I'd have to go back and look as far as maybe an almanac or something, but I'm pretty sure they did happen that way because it was just really odd accidents, to tell you the truth. It's something that really didn't make sense at first, but still happened. You have to kind of live with it. So I've had that same
experience. Yeah, I know when I first found out about the retrograde, I went back and checked. The date, basically the date of the accident, and would just Google it to see if it was retrograde, and best believe it was retrograde for each particular one.
Wow.
So, yeah, it definitely can impact things. But thank you again for your comment and question. You're welcome to stay on and listen if you like, okay?
I will, thank you.
All right. Okay, so I want to give out the call-in number and thank that caller for just calling in and sharing his insight and his experience with the retrograde. The number, if you want to call in personally, is area code 310-807-5193. And we still have a little bit more time, about 39 more minutes to go. So you're welcome to call in if you have any questions or comments or you just want to share your personal retrograde experience as well as how you handled it. I'm more concerned with hearing solutions than necessarily glorifying what the issue was, but how did you get through it or what was the outcome? I asked the last gentleman how he responded in that situation because it's definitely a really good time to respond and not react. But because Mercury, you know, is tricks are almost like somebody poking you in the back with a stick in terms of how circumstances and scenarios will present themselves to you. It is easy to want to react, you know. So if somebody is tailgating you and, you know, it's been raining a little bit here in California at least, so, you know, you slam on the brakes and they slam into you, well, you're already pissed at the fact that they were riding too close to you, so you might get out and go off. Or cuss the person out, or worse than that, get violent in a situation. And I tell you, it just snowballs. So it's a snowball effect. So if it's a little bit bad, when you react in the negative way, you're just going to attract more of that energy to you into your situation. So it's going to turn into a bigger ball of snow or a bigger ball of drama or whatever it is, however you want to reference it. So definitely think before you speak. Take your time. If you got to take your time in a response or somebody gets you up in the corner and is trying to pull information from you and you know that you may react, hey, it's best for you to just say, take a step back or respond with, I can't answer that question right this moment, but I'll be more than happy to get back to you, you know, once I have gathered it or whatever it is. But just do what you can not to react in a situation. Another really great thing that you can do during the retrograde, really a lot of stuff that have to deal with like reorganizing. You know, Mercury retrograde is definitely going to make you deal with stuff that you may have been putting off. You know, so if there's stuff that you've just been sweeping under the rug, you're now when Mercury is retrograde, you're going to trip over that rug and fall on your face and be eye to eye with all of the garbage that you have swept underneath the rug. So it's definitely a really good time in that sense to deal with old things, to deal with old stuff. If, you know, you've been getting your car fixed forever, this is a really good time to go ahead and get it fixed. You know, the energy of the retrograde will assist you in reorganizing, redoing, refinishing old things. But it's not a good time to start new stuff. Definitely revisit old situations, though. You know, you may find yourself revisiting old relationships. It's a good time to repair old relationships that may have gone awry for whatever reason. You know, lots of reconciliations can occur during the retrograde, which is a positive thing. You may have a garage that's just been jam-packed with crap. You're stressed out on how you're going to get some extra money, such and such, for the holidays or whatever your reasons may be that you need additional income and maybe just to pay your rent. And if that's the case, Mercury retrograde is an excellent time to clear out that garage, put that stuff on eBay or on Craigslist or have a Christmas bazaar yard sale or something like that. The energy will help assist you during this period, so it's heavily recommended that you reorganize things, you know, clean out that closet right now, get rid of old stuff that's not serving you anymore so that you can make room for the new that's coming with the new year. I want to take this time to bring another caller in that has been listening here and waiting patiently and see if they have a comment from area code 313-429. Hello, caller. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a question or comment about the retrograde?
Peace, Aisha. How are you? Well, I guess it's a comment and a question. I found that the part you were talking about, the really resonated with me because you know, I'm working on a project that's gone on for a year and a half now, trying not to be frustrated.
Mm.
And some promises mm-hmm. that were made and some things that I thought would have moved forward now are actually starting to open up during the retrograde. And it's financially based. And so I'm wondering, you know, for instance, we were meeting with funders back in the summer, and it was promises mm-hmm. made, and there have been tons of delays. And all of a sudden, out the blue, someone called and said a funder wanted to meet with us tomorrow. And so I was like, oh, my God, it's a Mercury retrograde. And I thought about it. I was like, well, actually, this is mm-hmm. something we've been working on quite some time. So what would you suggest that we do? Should we just maintain contact and wait until the Mercury retrograde to sign any contracts, or should we try to move forward with this while we have this opportunity?
Thank you for the question, first of all. My mm-hmm. recommendation on that would be, first of all, Mercury is retrograde in Capricorn right now. So whatever sign the planet Mercury is retrograde in, you're going to deal with more issues that are related to that particular sign. So I know that Capricorn is like a very ambitious sign, it's concerned with ambition and organization and things like that. So things pertaining to your career and just organizing old stuff may come up during this time. So it doesn't always have to be a negative time, but you do want to just make sure that you redo everything, reread the contracts two and three times over, you know, if you decide to. If there's a way that you don't have to sign right now, the advantage of the holidays is that you may gain another 7 to 10 days of, you know, not having business days where people are not necessarily working, and you may hold out on signing whatever that is until the 30th, but definitely move forward with whatever you have on the calendar. If the opportunity... Because the other thing about a retrograde is to expect the unexpected. So it is going to bring, and it can be favorable. It doesn't necessarily have to be negative. It's just unforeseen changes that could come up. And if tomorrow when you do have the meeting, there are misinterpretations or, you know, you guys aren't seeing eye to eye, just don't let it frustrate you. You know, just take that time out to write down the pertinent details that are being misinterpreted and then go back to your board, they'll go back to their board, and you guys come together again. But don't cancel your appointment or do anything like that, because the retrograde will take care of that for you. If it's not meant for it to happen right now for whatever reason, like the universe is always working in your favor. So the client will call and have to postpone until December 30th or something like that, if it's meant to be that way. So I say congratulations, claim it, and go on in for it like you've closed the deal. Just double-check everything.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And it is conjuncting my Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter in my fifth house. The Mercury retrograde.
And what's your sign, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a Scorpio. And my Mercury and Venus and Jupiter are in Sag in my fifth house.
So, yeah, you're definitely going to be affected by it, particularly with your Mercury being in Sag, which is the opposite of Mercury rule Gemini. So you in particular, you and Scorpios are really affected by this one as well, just because of where Pluto is right now and how it's conjuncting with this Mercury. And, you know, Scorpios are ruled by Pluto. So issues around money are going to come up during this time, but it does not necessarily still, like I was saying, have to be negative. Just know that when you go in, you know your Mercury is in Sagittarius, so you just want to be very mindful of what you say. Think before you speak. Don't just react. Respond. So if you want to write some notes and, you know, just to have your key points jotted down for yourself that you want to make sure that you can cover and don't forget in the moment, because you are impacted a little more heavily than someone whose Mercury is in, say, you know, Aquarius or something. You know, they're not going to be as affected by it. So just prepare. That's it. That's all I would recommend, and still go in anticipating what it is that you ultimately desire the result to be.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I appreciate your call. You're welcome to hang on and continue to listen if you like, okay?
I'd like that. Have a good day.
You too, love. Peace. All right. I want to thank that caller for her question and just the insight on what's going on. But I want to reemphasize that if you've got stuff that's already planned and already on the calendar, go ahead and move forward with it. You don't want to manifest fear. You don't want to just be fearful of what's happening or where we are. That's the beauty of awareness, so it can diminish the fear. So you just know what's going on. You can know what to expect. You can know what it is that you want to do or not do in a particular situation when it comes up. I have another caller that's holding. I want to see if they have a comment or a question before we go to the music break from area code 510-692. Hello, caller. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a question or comment this evening?
I would say it's a combination of both a comment and a question.
Okay, well, welcome. You're welcome to speak freely, sis.
Okay, thank you, sis. I do appreciate the platform. Well, I did the opposite, but I'm learning from listening to the show is Mercury retrograde. I reacted. I got upset. Me and a friend, we had planned, you know, to go shopping, and it just was no communication. And I thought from, you know, talking to the individual on, like, Thursday and then not hearing anything for a few days, I thought something happened. And what kicked in was just me being human, insecurities, and fear of, like, something happened. So I ended up, you know, leaving messages, kind of, you know, flew off the handle. And just totally out of character. But I don't know if it has anything with me being Libra and the other person being Gemini. But I did react, unfortunately.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to congratulate you for being on listening in and at least getting some awareness of what's going on. I don't know if you knew that Mercury was retrograde or not when you went off, but at least that'll help you, you know, going into. You didn't know?
No, I'm about the Mercury retrograde.
You said you did not know it was retrograde, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, but the fact that you were dealing with the Gemini, Mercury rules the signs of Gemini and Virgo. So people that either are Gemini or in Virgo or have that in their chart, as in that could be their rising sign, like their ascendant sign or their moon sign or even their Mercury sign, they're going to be affected by it. In addition to Gemini and Virgo, they're opposites, which are going to be affected. So Pisces and Sagittarians will also be affected by this retrograde. The fact that it's retrograde in Sagittarius right now, or in Capricorn rather, excuse me, means that Capricorns and their opposite with Cancer are going to be more affected by this retrograde. So you may have been trying to get your point across, and your Gemini friend just may not have seen what you were trying to say. You're saying blue, they may have been seeing red. And that does happen during this time. But you having the awareness now going into it, if you have another conversation with that individual, you can control how you respond in the situation, just having that awareness. Like I was saying earlier, there's a big difference between what and what. You know, it's going to warrant a different response. So your Gemini friend may come at you sounding very sideways. They may come at you sounding like, you know what? And you may have to check them that way. You may want to give that person awareness of the retrograde, but the best thing you can do is not to respond. Even if you're in a public place, you know, you've got a waitress that's servicing you and she's staying for no apparent reason. You know, now that you know that it's retrograde time, you might not take that as personal. You know, you may still want to respond if you want to, share it with the manager or share it with that individual peacefully, but you're not going to react and get stanked back with the particular waitress, and now we've just created a huge snowball. Now I got crap in my food, now you don't want to pay, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So you having the awareness is a wonderful thing, and I encourage you to go ahead and Google Mercury retrograde December 2010 Libra, because you said you're a Libra, just so you can see how Libras are particularly affected by this retrograde.
Wow, that's a blessing. Yeah, you have a wonderful show. I'm so excited. You know, I was a little nervous, but I'm grateful that you have this platform.
No, thank you so much just for tuning in and listening. It, you know, makes me want to keep doing it. It lets me know that I'm on the right track. So I really appreciate your energy as well. You're welcome to hang on and keep listening if you want to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want to. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to you.
All right. Give thanks, sis. You have a wonderful night.
And you too, and peace.
Okay, peace. So I want to thank that caller for her time and question and comments, and just reiterate again, respond, do not react. If the man in the morning that serves you your coffee is a little short with you, don't take it personal. We shouldn't be walking around taking stuff personal anyway. That's one of the four agreements. I don't know if those of you that have read the four agreements, it's a fabulous book. I recommend you Google that, Amazon.com or something. The four agreements. One of the four agreements is not to take anything personal. Just think about how your life would change just one day if you chose not to take anything personal. No comments that a person made. Someone say, oh, you look cute today. Don't take it personal. Just thank you and keep it moving. Or someone says, you don't look cute today. Don't take it personal. Thank them and keep it moving. See how things change for you. I'm going to take a little break right now, and I'm going to play. Because it's just cold out and rainy, and I'm feeling snuggly. Some Donny Hathaway for you, a song for you. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
there's no space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song. Mm-hmm. Singing this song to you.
All right, welcome back. That was the fabulous, fabulous Silky Smooth Milk Bath Soaking Donny Hathaway. The song just relaxes me. It's just perfect with a cup of apple cider or warm tea or snuggly blanket. So thank you, Brother Hathaway, for that musical blessing. I appreciate that. So tonight we're talking about the Mercury retrograde, surviving the Mercury retrograde. It is going on now. For those that just tuned in, Mercury went retrograde on December 10th, but we started feeling the effects of it somewhere around November 22nd, and then it goes direct on December 30th, so we should start feeling normal again right around the King holiday, sometime around there. So before we went to break, had a caller that called in, and she responded about how she reacted in the situation, which led me to want to talk about, just go back to the planet Mercury and what it rules. One thing that Mercury rules is our lower self or our lower mind and how we perceive and interpret information that we receive from, like, our environment every day. So, and also how we communicate that information to other people. So I keep using the what as an example, but it's like the easiest, clearest example that I can make, because certainly the perception is a little off during this time. So it's really easy, particularly if you have that in your chart, one of the planets that are affected by Mercury, which would be if you're a Gemini, Virgo, Sag, or Pisces, you know, you might be a little more sensitive to it. You just want to be mindful of how you're speaking when you're speaking. Not take things too personal. If you can avoid arguments of any chance, like serious life decision changes, like, I hate you, I'm never coming back ever again. You know, you probably will change your mind or calm down a bit, particularly after the retrograde period passes. So be mindful of what comes out of your mouth. Don't just flash and go off if you can. Mercury is retrograde in the sign of Capricorn, which I always say is like, that's why people that will flash a little easier. What I mean by flash is it's just react and respond, particularly to situations that are concerning things that Capricorns are, you know, concerned with, like just being organized and, like I said, they're the more ambitious sign, you know, getting in alignment with your goals. You may find yourself reflecting more on what you're doing with your life. Not the, only the fact that it's the end of the year and people do that anyway, but the fact that we're in a retrograde period that's in Capricorn, you're going to be thinking about it even more than you would under a regular basis. So you might be rethinking your whole life. Some people are, a lot of people I know are in transition, including myself, right now. So it's been a heavy time of reflection for me. And for some people, this may be shadowed with a little bit of depression. If you've been finding that you've been feeling a little down lately or you've been under a rock, particularly if you are like ruled by having Pluto in your chart or have a lot of Scorpio in your chart, which is a planet that is ruled by Pluto, it's a really good time to not take that action too seriously. Don't take the emotion itself too seriously, or anybody else that may have been feeling a little bit down or depressed during this particular time. It's a time of reflection. So you're supposed to be going within and thinking about your life, reflecting over the last year or the last few months of your life and seeing how things went for you, and maybe reevaluating some things. It's a really great time to reevaluate a lot of situations as well. Like I said, if you need to travel, just make sure that you're going to be doing that in advance. Plan, prepare, put your boarding pass in advance, and get there early, because anything is bound to happen. And when I mean anything, expect the unexpected. The airport could have a blackout, and now they don't know who's supposed to be on the plane. Anything like that can happen. So just bring all of your information with you, okay, so that you don't have any issues with it. What else? When does Mercury go direct? Mercury is going to go direct on the 14th. So we'll be fresh in the new year already. So hopefully you will already be putting in motion some of the things that you revisited or reflected on during the retrograde period. Write it down. I'm always talking about writing. First of all, there's power in words. It becomes even more powerful when you put it on paper. So be mindful of what you write down as well. But if you have some goals or some things you've been thinking about doing, this is a really good time to research those things. You know, if you've been thinking about opening up an ice cream shop, I wouldn't recommend running out and opening up an ice cream shop just because there's a space that's available down on the main in your town and the rent is good. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, not this during this time. But you can definitely go visit it, inquire about it, find out what the lease is, start planning, working on your business plan, things like that. Really, really great time to do that. Also, let me reiterate this over and over again. I haven't said it yet, but I'm going to say it a couple times before I leave. Back up your computer files. This is the time that the screen will go blank and then there'll be nothing there. All of my computer crashes have been during the retrograde period. Every computer I've lost, every hard drive that has crashed. And I tell you, people are so reliant on their technology now in this Aquarian age we're in. People love their technology, and they're doing everything online. People are uploading all their pictures. People take pictures now. We take pictures with these digital cameras. We don't print them out anymore. There's value to having that print, because in the event that stuff crashes and you haven't prepared and backed it up, you won't be in a position where you've lost everything. All your music. You know, we're putting all our music on our computers now. Music is precious to me. I know I've taken personal hits, so it feels like someone came and kicked me in the stomach when I've had my music either stolen from me, like out of my car, or I've had my computers crash. So please, please, back up everything during this period, everything that has to do with communication. If you work in the technical field, you work with computers, or you run the main power line or the things that turn on all the lights in your city or something like that, double check everything and be very careful with the work that you're doing. And if stuff acts crazy, don't react. Just continue to do your work as you've been doing your work with an optimistic, peaceful, positive state of mind. I have another caller holding. I'm going to bring them in and see if they have a question or comment before we go, because we've only got about 10 more minutes. Time sure does move. Hello, caller. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a question or comment this evening?
Hi. How are you?
Peace. I'm wonderful.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
I'm good. This is
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I think we have a little bit of a delay, so I'm just going to be patient. Hello, Queenie. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I've just been listening to you and listening and learning about Mercury retrograde. You are that person in my life who always reminds me about it, who has been teaching me about it. But I want to know, like, what would you say, you know, like when you get into astrology and cosmology, the cosmos, and that whole, like, school of thought and philosophy, people, religious people, kind of feel like that's not of God. Yet you explained at the beginning of the show that we are definitely a part of this universe, and all connected. You know, we're connected to the stars and the solar system, and the six stars and solar system is connected to us. So how would you explain that to someone who's super, like, religious?
I would, first of all, thank you for your question, McQueen. I would start out with basically with the disclaimer that I started this show out. Like, whether we have a belief in it or not, or you decide to go into what the original, like, you know, what Mercury rules and all those things, for a person that doesn't have interest in that, which is a lot of people, some people don't care or they just think it's mumbo jumbo. Just like I tell everyone, do your own research, one, and two, pay attention to the details that are occurring in your life. Like, a lot of people I've dropped this on because I work in, like, a, you know, I've worked in the service industry, so I like to get people awareness of what's going on around them, whether they have the awareness or not, you know, consciously. If I have the awareness, particularly if I think that person's affected by what's going on, I like to just give them that seed. Now, whether or not you put that seed in some soil and you water it and give it what it needs to grow is your particular business. But I'm going to plant the seed where I see that there's a need for the seed to be planted and keep it moving. But it has nothing to do with religion for me, you know. Some people, but I've run into that individual before. That was like, well, I don't want to hear about that. You know, that's all pagan stuff anyway, and such and such. And for some people that do have that belief that it's something that it's a pagan thing, then so it is. That's what it's going to be. That's not what I look at astrology as. I look at it as a tool. It's something that's very old. It's a science. Just like astronomy is a science. Just like you know, the doctors have a science, just like there's any other science. I look at it just like that, as a science. And there are other forms of astrology outside of Western astrology that will basically say the same thing. You know what I mean? If you just kind of study different cultures, or different Western astrology versus Chinese astrology versus Egyptian astrology versus, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I just kind of started out with the disclaimer that I did at the beginning. Like, this has nothing to do with religion, and whether you have a belief in it or not, it still occurs. You know, the planet can still scientifically do what it's going to do. So just give you the awareness, and you just pay attention. And then, you know, let people come to their own conclusions. But I don't engage or interact or make judgment on it either way. People's belief systems are what they are.
So I have one more question, and that is about, like, for people who may be doing some inner work, you know, maybe they have an ailment, some type of ailment, and they're doing, you know, just trying to relieve themselves of their health issues. How do you think the retrograde might affect that?
I don't necessarily know how the retrograde is going to affect your person, your body, you know, because it's not necessarily something that rules the body unless, unless it's that particular sign, like Virgo or something. Virgo rules a certain organ in the body. Like, I'm not sure what it is without looking at it, but I know, like, for example, Scorpio's organ is the genitals. I believe the Libra is the stomach. So it may depend on the astrological sign of that individual as to whether or not they're having a difficult time interpreting what it is they should be doing or understanding information that they're reading that's teaching them about treating themselves. But I don't personally think the retrograde has any impact on the actual physical treatment. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would definitely, there's a website you can go to, and cafeastrology.com. cafeastrology.com/Mercury retrograde. Real informative site, and down at the bottom of the page, it kind of goes into detail about how it's going to affect your particular sign. So, for example, if you're a Taurus or a Taurus rising or a Taurus ascendant, it's going to affect you a certain way, a different way than it would a Leo, or something like that. So I definitely recommend going to that and seeing, comparing it to the person's sign that you're attempting to treat and see if that gives you further insight.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I know my question is kind of off the ball.
Oh, no, it's cool. All questions are good questions, because if you thought it, someone else has too. So it's all good. I appreciate you calling me.
Wonderful.
You're welcome to hang on for the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
Love you. Peace.
Love you, too. Love your show.
Love your show. All right. So we only have about 4 minutes left, and I do have two more callers holding, and I want to give them an opportunity to call and share their opinions as well. So I'm bringing the next caller from 770714 area code. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a question or comment, caller?
Yes. Reggie Mitchell here. I've been a flasher pretty much all my life, and I've been denying it. So how do I control that? Year-round, my friends have been telling me that I flash from time to time, so I don't understand the natural thing, but I do want to control my flashes.
Welcome, first of all, to the call, and thank you for your question. Well, flashing, it can pertain to the retrograde as well, because that's what happens with a lot of people. They start flashing, and just to define flashing, for those that may not know, flashing is reacting and going off. So if you know that you're a reactionary type of person, and, you know, your first response is to grab someone by the throat as opposed to turning around or taking a walk around the block, you have to exercise what's going to be healthier for you. Like, the beauty of astrology is having a little bit more insight and awareness to your particular personality type, and certain things are going to set you off and make you tick. Having awareness of those things is going to help you in the moment when you are about to go off, you know. Flashing is not always bad, because it's better to get it out than it is to hold it in and repress it, but you want to be mindful of your delivery of what it is that you're trying to put across, especially if you want it to be received well and you don't want to be flashed back on.
Thank you for that point.
Okay, Colin. Thank you
I'll
so much. I appreciate your ears.
Enjoy your show. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Sorry to sound so hasty here, but I want to make sure I get this last caller in that's been holding very patiently from 707-515. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a question or comment? Hello? All right, perhaps that caller just wants to listen, and that's fine. We're winding down to the end of the show, which went by so fast tonight. So before I get off, I want to give out those a little bit of information. It helps a lot when you know what your particular chart is or where the signs are. So if you are a person that wants to learn a little bit more about that, I recommend you go to alabe.com/free chart. And it's a free birth chart that you can basically just put in your date of birth. Really helps if you know the time, because that will let you know what your ascendant or your rising sign is, so you can know if you're someone that will be a little bit more sensitive to the retrograde than others. So, again, that website is alabe.com/free chart, and you can run a free chart for yourself. And to get more information on the retrograde, the site I reference is www.cafeastrology.com/Mercury retrograde. So I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears. I really appreciate you this evening. I'll be back next Tuesday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, 11:30 Eastern Time. So please give a call in. You can hit me on Facebook. If you're just listening and you're not my friend, I am Aisha, A-S-H-I-A, next word exotic faces, E-X-O-T-I-C-F-A-C-E-S. So I'm going to leave you with the wonderful song called Song. And I look forward to you next week. Peace, everybody. Be mindful of the retrograde. Be mindful of your words.
Sit still and close your eyes. What's behind the other side?